Our last presentation, and then we'll start the panel. Stan DeFlebby. He is a senior director of sales engineering at Oracle, where he has driven business education across North America in various senior roles in business development, sales, pre-sales, enterprise architecture, consulting, operations, and program management. He is currently focused on a database as a service, private cloud solutions with Oracle Engineered Systems. Prior to his assignment at Oracle, Stan spent 13 years at Unisys. In his last assignment at Unisys, he ran a 25 million startup U.S. law enforcement telecommunications system business. Please welcome Stan to the Cloud Developer Summit. I'm tired.
Sorry to interrupt, guys. Does anybody have an adapter for a MacBook Pro to go to VGA? Can I borrow it for this session?
Okay, well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Stan, and I am your last speaker of the day, so I stand between you and the reception. So I'm going to talk fast. Okay. My topic today is a database as a service private cloud. First, I want to go into a point of view of a few things. There are a lot of different people out there from different industries, different users, different roles, all kinds of different crowds. And so we say that it's a different cloud for different crowds. Okay. Different clouds for different crowds. Let me go down a little bit deeper and explain a little bit more about what I mean by this. So two main audiences. We have the consumer, and this is that group that's getting the service, and they're the one that's concerned with what type of service am I going to get, how much it's going to cost me, is it going to do what I want it to do? And then we have the providers, and that's who their concerns are. What services do my consumers need? How can I make it cost effective for them? How can I make it secure for them? And so forth. Do we have any consumers in the audience here today? Yes? Okay. And so we have some consumers and we have some providers. Now, by the way, this could be one company, and the consumers can be lines of businesses within the company. There's also a one-to-many relationship. A provider can have multiple consumers, and a consumer can have more than one provider. Okay. Within those audiences, there are different users, and those users have different roles. They have different goals, objectives. They have different, what I call the WIIFM, the WIFM, what's in it for me. Okay, so the business leader has one goal and objective, and that's going to be different than the cloud builder or the developer or many of the other users that you'll have in an organization. The developer, are there any developers in the room here today? Okay, I know back years ago we used to call them programmers. I was a programmer. Do you still call yourself a programmer? I got a programmer story for you. Okay, there was this programmer, his wife sent him to the store. She said, get a loaf of bread, and if they have eggs, then get 12. So do you know what he came home with? A dozen loaves of bread. Okay, a little programmer joke for the day. I'll explain it to you later if you didn't. So these users have different business drivers. It could be anything from agility and speed to lowering cost, lowering your CapEx, lowering your OpEx. It's about, the driver could be about compliance, risk, governance, different business drivers, different use cases for each of those drivers. Some of those use cases are about deploying a new project or deploying a new application. deploying a new mission critical application versus a non-mission critical application. It could be about standardization, consolidation, and there are different business concerns for all the different users, and regardless of the business drivers and use cases and so forth, performance, lowering cost, lowering and reducing risk, and increasing your service. Now, there was a white paper that I recently read put out by InfoWorld, and it's called Private Cloud Benefits, Different Strokes for Different Folks. And they sent a survey out to over 1,300 companies in these five different industries. You had healthcare, communications, media and entertainment, public sector, and that was both federal and state and local, and high tech and financial services. And they gave them a list of different business drivers, different use cases, different concerns, and a list of benefits, and they were asked to rank which highest to lowest on all of these. And results of that survey showed that everything was different across every one of these five industries based on the respondents. They all had different, number one, business drivers. Some it was security, some it was standardization, some it was timeliness, another one was lower TCO. But the only thing that was common was in the concerns. Most of them had concerns about security, but even benefits, they all felt that there were some different benefits to be derived from cloud computing. There are different cloud services. It's software as a service, but there's more than software as a service. We've got platform as a service and infrastructure as a service. Now, our company is involved in all of this. For platform as a service, some statistics that I had is that in 2012, 40% of people surveyed said they were using platform as a service. However, by 2017, the estimate is 72%. And for infrastructure as a service, the expected annual growth rate between now and 2016, so that's only 2 years away, is 41%. So that's the fastest growing area of cloud computing. And this is where we get into compute as a service, storage as a service, backup as a service. This is a pay as you go. It's like electricity. You pay for the amount that you use. Okay. There are different ways to implement any one of these services for any one of these different types of businesses or industries or users. There's in addition to the public cloud, there's also private cloud. This is where it's at the customer's data center. There's managed services, and this is where it's at the vendor's data center. In both cases, there's more control of access than there normally would be in a public cloud. So one size does not fit all. And again, my mantra is different clouds for different crowds. So what I want to focus on for the rest of the presentation here today is I'm going to drill down just a little bit into one scenario of one type of a cloud for several different types of crowds. And I'm going to focus on platform as a service, and specifically within there, I'm going to talk about database as a service, and then for the implementation, it would be a private cloud. Okay, so database as a service, private cloud. First, there's three main things, the ways that we define it and describe it. One is self-service. So just this is like you think when you go to the gas station today, they're all self-service. It used to be there was you'd see some signs, self-service and full service. Years before that, it was all just full service. Some of you may remember the Texaco guy with the Texaco star. He'd come out there and do your windshields and pump your gas and everything. That's gone. Now today, everything is self-service. So you decide how much do you want, which type of gas do you want. You can turn the pump on, turn it off. You can decide how you want to pay for it. You can watch the meter as the gas is going in to see if you want to stop at $10 or not. That won't get you far, though. So that's self-service. Second, elasticity. This is because there's dynamic workloads. So there's metering and chargeback, showback based on the amount of usage. And then service catalog. A service catalog is a menu of options for what capabilities do you want, what levels of service do you want. And also gives you the capability to monitor the quality of service that you're getting. And then, of course, we also have a defense in depth security. So technology makes business more efficient. The cloud makes technology more efficient. But what connects the cloud to the business? We believe it's the business service catalog. So again, these are options that you can choose. There's some business categories. There's some technical categories. You can choose things like what's the database as a service size that you want? What's the number of processors? What's the number of cores? What availability do you want? Do you want 90%? Do you want 95? Do you want 99.9, 99.999? What data retention do you want? What database version do you want? What operating system do you want? What type of security features do you want? Do you want authentication? Do you want audit? Do you want access control? Do you want data masking? Do you want encryption? Many options to choose from. What level of service do you want? Do you want service instantaneously? Do you want it over the phone? Do you want someone on your site? Do you want it in 2 hours and 8 hours? So you decide all of this. Different users within the private cloud will have different options that they want to choose. So these different users will go into a portal, choose the menu of services that they want, the service levels that they want. They'll be able to then go in through an enterprise manager and monitor what's going on at any time. You can monitor your CPU utilization. You can monitor your disk activity, your network activity. You can look at what's been your availability. What is it today? What's it been every day for the last month? And then when you choose all this, this is the private cloud that is set up for a user within this private cloud, and there could be multiple users. You can turn on and turn off. You can adjust and modify those business services based on how you select things in the business service catalog. So to get to a private cloud or a public cloud or a hybrid cloud or an enterprise cloud, it's a journey. And different people are at different starting points. Some may be very siloed and need to standardize and consolidate before they can go further. Some maybe don't want to go all the way. So it's a different journey for different people. And it's not just about technology. It's much more than that. It's about people and it's about processes. and it's not just technology. One of the things that we offer for selected Oracle customers is a two-day workshop where we'll come in and go over with you what are your business drivers, what are your concerns, what are your use cases, what are your goals and objectives, and where are you on this continuum, on this journey, and where do you want to be, and then we'll come back in a couple weeks, give you a comprehensive report based on our findings and recommendations of some next steps that you would need to do for your journey to the cloud. So values, three things. Agility, you can do things faster. You can reduce costs, whether it's CapEx or OpEx, and lower risk, be more compliant. And we've had a lot of great successes and a lot of reference customers from the industries that we're talking about here today and many other industries. So that concludes what I wanted to talk about today. Hopefully you found it informative, and we're going to be followed by a panel, and then hopefully shortly after that will be the reception. Thank you.